As I walk amid hickories, even in August, I hear the sound of green pig nuts falling from time to time, cut off by the chicory over my head. In the fall, I notice on the ground, either within or in the neighborhood of oak woods, on all sides of the town, stout oak twigs, 3 or 4 inches long, bearing half a dozen empty acorn cups, which twigs have been gnawed off by squirrels on both sides of the nuts in order to make them more portable. The jays scream and the red squirrels scold while you are clubbing and shaking the chestnut trees, for they are there on the same errand, and two of a trade never agree. I frequently see a red or a gray squirrel cast down a green chestnut burr as I am going through the woods, and I used to think sometimes that they were cast at me. In fact, they are so busy about it in the midst of the chestnut season that you cannot stand long in the woods without hearing one fall. A sportsman told me that he had, the day before, that was in the middle of October, seen a green chestnut bird dropped on our great river meadow, 50 rods from the nearest wood, and much farther from the nearest chestnut tree, and he could not tell how it came there. Occasionally, when chestnutting in midwinter, I find 30 or 40 nuts in a pile, left in its gallery just under the leaves by the common wood mouse.